isn't it?
8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Everyone in Washington still talking about the White House Chief of Staff's defense of the president's call to the family of a slain soldier.
John Kelly had sharp words for a Democratic congresswoman's criticism of a condolence call the president made to the widow of one of the soldiers killed in Niger.
I was stunned when I came to work yesterday morning and brokenhearted at what I saw and remember Congress doing.
Congresswoman Frederica Wilson criticized the president for telling the widow her husband knew what he signed up for. Kelly said he advised the president on what to say and mentioned what he was told when his son was killed in Afghanistan, that his son died doing what he wanted and knew what he was getting into. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Now, among those listening yesterday as John Kelly spoke at the White House was Congresswoman Frederica Wilson.
I heard his remarks and I heard him say that I bragged that I secured the money for the building of the FBI building in Miramar, and that's a lie. You know, I feel sorry for General Kelly. He has my sympathy for the loss of his son, but he can't just go on TV and lie on me.
And Wilson this morning repeated her assertion that President Trump's comments to the widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson were insensitive. Former President Barack Obama rallied supporters of Democrat Ralph Northam in Richmond last night, taking a swipe at Republican Ed Gillespie along the way.
Ralph's opponent is pulling from that same old playbook. Don't boo. Vote. Don't boo. Booing doesn't do any good. Voting does some good.
Mr. Obama says Northam wants to take Virginia forward, not backward. The campus of Virginia State University in Petersburg was on lockdown briefly overnight after the second campus shooting in a week. A man was shot and critically wounded in this latest incident, police say. Excitement and anticipation are running high around the Washington area after a number of jurisdictions this week submitted their bids for Amazon's second headquarters. But one local economist says, wait a minute, the drawbacks may outweigh the benefits.
It would cost everybody.
Economist Stephen Fuller with George Mason University says if Amazon does choose the D.C. metro area for its second headquarters, the addition of 50,000 new employees to our region over the next decade and a half would raise rents, increase traffic jams, and overwhelm Metro.
I don't think anybody has actually sat back and thought too much about how big this is and what the consequences are in terms of accommodating.
To put it in perspective,
it's two pentagons.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Girl Scout troop leader in Maryland is now facing child pornography charges. 45-year-old Stacy Mizrahi, who works with the Girl Scouts of Central Maryland, has been arrested and accused of possession and distribution of child porn. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,163, the NASDAQ at 6,605. Sports, the L.A. Dodgers are going to the World Series for the first time in almost 30 years. Game 6 of the American League Championship Series is tonight. Thursday night football, the win goes to Oakland. The Wizards host Detroit tonight. The Caps take on the Red Wings. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Chris Plant, 9 to noon.
You know, we talk about stuff here that needs to be talked about.
Well, I love your show.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
No doubt about that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through D.C. and trying to head toward New York Avenue. If you use North Capitol Street, we have a crash southbound on North Capitol Street before you get to New York Avenue in one of the two lanes blocked. So that's why we're in a little bit of a jam up here, but in the process of clearing. On New York Avenue itself, as you come off of 50 in the BW Parkway, not so bad of a ride to the light Bladensburg Road. Some volume, and again, past North Capitol Street toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Lanes all open, though, New York Avenue. On the southeast-southwest freeway, a bit of volume each direction. Out of Virginia, once you get by Landmark, which we have some slowdowns, then you'll hit the delays approaching the 14th Street Bridge, so not so bad overall. Not so good. The Virginia Beltway is still trying to recover here as you leave Springfield through Annandale, Tysons to the Legion Bridge. Earlier crash, once you get across the Legion Bridge into Maryland, finally all cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine 75 today with some high clouds. Tonight clear 54. A few clouds over the weekend, otherwise sunshine and highs in the mid to maybe upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Arlington, 45 in Bowie, 56 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The Senate passes a budget allowing tax reform efforts to move forward. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Happy Friday morning to you. Joining us at 8:15 is Cheryl Atkinson, and we're going to talk to her about the unfolding Russia nuclear scandal and the weaponization of our intelligence agencies under President Obama. What happened there? At 8:35, Brett Baer from Fox News with a wrap-up of the week's news and maybe a glance into the future, what we can expect down the road. Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonese. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to have Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill, join us. And Joe, I want to start with a kind of a joint story for you. It's about media coverage, but it's also about something that The Hill broke earlier this week, and it's this coverage of the FBI investigating all sorts of nefarious backroom deals involving Russia attempting to gain some foothold in the uranium market in the United States that was ultimately approved, despite the fact that there was an FBI investigation into that very subject. Tell us about both that and the coverage by the press this week.
Wait, Vince, what story are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, maybe you didn't read it. Thank God you work at The Hill. At least you got to see it there.
Yeah, I watch the evening news, and I haven't seen it. And I'll check out CNN, and I'll catch it for, 19 seconds. And Nicole Wallace, give her credit, she covered it on MSNBC yesterday. But I really haven't seen anything outside of Fox News as far as true coverage on this story. I mean, it's so remarkable that we could talk about Russia, like Marcia, for 11 months straight, and it dominates our news cycle. And this story, which actually has, compiled by our reporters in Solomon and Spann, and then, of course, Sarah Carter over at Circa News, you actually have documents. You have actual testimony. You have real stuff. And not speculation, not hearsay, and I barely see any coverage on it. I mean, the bottom line is it's about the FBI uncovering a Russian bribery plot before Obama administration approved a controversial nuclear deal with Moscow. It's pay to play at its very worst, and I don't know why this isn't being covered and seen as a right-wing story. This is an American story.
I want to check in with you as a student of the media, as something that is actively going on right now, see if you can project what's going to happen next. The President of the United States now is trying to force-feed this to the press. Listen.
Uranium is a big subject. If the mainstream media would cover the uranium scandal and that Russia has 20% of a uranium, for whatever reason, and a lot of people understand what those reasons may be, I think that's your Russia story. That's your real Russia story. Not a story where they talk about collusion and there was none. It was a hoax.
All right, so will the press pick up the ball now?
No. They won't. I mean, you look at, you know, the Associated Press called it just basically a reprise of a story in 2010. Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC said, oh, this story was debunked a while ago. This is, there's very new evidence in here. And John Solomon broke another story last night that talks about how Bill Clinton asked the State Department for a meeting with Russian officials. He's a former president. He has to get permission. Why? I mean, there are so many questions here to be asked. And again, if the bar is Russia collusion with the Trump campaign, where no evidence has been presented yet, no actual real evidence. And again, we've been doing this for 11 months, and I would think with all the leaks that come out of Washington, we would have heard something big at this point. And the most we've had is Donald Trump Jr. took a meeting with a Russian lawyer. I would think if that's the bar, then this deserves more attention, and it's just not going to get it because it's going to be seen as a right-wing story, again, instead of a story that should concern all of us, considering all the uranium that's involved.
Well, you know, the Washington Post had an interesting spin that it was pretty funny because they accused Sean Hannity, because he was discussing this, of jumping way, with many, many A's, way ahead of the facts, and they accused Breitbart of the same thing.
Yeah, slow down, everybody.
Yeah, the Media Research Center is the same thing. They're saying, oh, these people are jumping out way before the facts, but yet the same people have no problem just guessing at certain things and pondering what certain things might mean with no facts.
That's a great point, Mary. And I'll just ask this. If John Solomon's the face of this story in terms of he's been on Hannity and he's been on a couple of other Fox News shows, at least, to talk about it. Why don't I ever see John Solomon on CNN or MSNBC? Why aren't they booking him? If we want answers, then I want to see him with George Stephanopoulos or John Dickerson or Chuck Todd this Sunday. All right? Then you'll get your answers. But you have to ask the questions.
Also,
put the author of the story in front of a camera and ask him questions. Otherwise, you can't just dismiss it without any basis for dismissing.
Also, the New York Times kind of has no excuse not to go back to this story. They broke it in 2015 in part because they went after the uranium deal with Hillary Clinton, and to their credit. So now they know enough. They've got reporters who understand this story. They should go back to the well.
Well, Vince, so Harvey Weinstein told them that they shouldn't cover this story.
Yeah.
If Victoria Tenzing gets her client, this FBI informant, in front of a committee and gets to tell his story, are they going to then be forced to cover it?
Yes. And at that point, how do you not cover a committee hearing on this? And thankfully, at least, we now see Congress, now at least some members wanting to ask some questions around this. And once that happens, then that's an avalanche that they're going to have to cover. And I can guarantee you that the president, like a dog with a frisbee, isn't going to let this go. He's going to bring it up often and try to shame the media into covering it, but they'll just dismiss it as, well, that's just Trump saying it. We don't listen to what he says anyway.
It's amazing, all the partisanship. I want to ask you about the John Kelly press briefing yesterday.
Yeah.
We've talked about a lot of the elements of that this morning. One of the elements I was very struck by, though, was that there are very few people who can sort of bring the press to heel in the way that he did yesterday. Those reporters were practically doing obedient, you know, performances for John Kelly by the end of it. What'd you make of that press briefing and the way that reporters enacted both in the press briefing and on Twitter, the worst place?
I think it was one of the most powerful press briefings that you'll ever see, in terms of how he just meticulously broke down how the process worked, how it affected him personally, how Representative Frederica Wilson's comments made him so angry that he actually had to go to Arlington and walk around and collect his thoughts. This was, as Gloria Borger called it on CNN, a true leader that we saw up there. And you couldn't help but just be totally impressed. Then I look at the reaction of, say, Brian Fallon, who is a CNN political analyst, and he called Kelly, after that press conference, odious, said, don't be fooled by the uniform. You know what's odious? Our political analysis these days, where you call a four-star general, not just that, but he's also a gold star father, by the way. And I don't hear anybody up in arms saying, why is a CNN political analyst calling a gold star father odious? That is just deplorable. You want to disagree with John Kelly? Go right ahead. But don't make personal attacks on the guy who was just explaining how he was contacted after his son died.
Joe,
that's
a
joke.
Joe, the guy you're referring to, Brian Fallon, was Hillary Clinton's spokesman during the campaign, who was angry at Trump for questioning the integrity of the Kahn family.
He's the national press secretary. He's a real winner. He worked for the Kerry Edwards campaign, and he worked for Bob Menendez in my state of New Jersey as well. So, yeah, Brian's got a really sterling record to stand behind.
Also a Harry Reid guy,
Yeah, exactly. So, and then you have Representative Wilson herself, who told a Miami station, she goes, "I have to tell my kids I'm a rock star now because the White House is listening to what I'm saying." You're a rock star? Why? Because you shared the contents of a private conversation between a president and a fallen soldier's family? That makes you a rock star? She's reveling in this. This is one of the most sickening episodes we've seen in our media's history in terms of putting this woman in front of a camera so she could talk about this stuff and not criticizing her in any capacity because they're scared to. You're a rock star now. What a horrible thing to say. And then she said Kelly's just saying it because he just wants to keep his job. Yeah, he looks like the type of guy that's going to be coward into saying things so we could keep a job that he never wanted in the first place. Give me a break.
Well, her campaign, her people have now gone silent. Not her campaign, but her people have now gone silent and say she will no longer be making any further comments regarding this. So I wonder what happened between the rock star
comment. It didn't stop her. She was just on CNN this morning.
Was she?
No, she's back out. Yeah.
As of last night, when I at 3 o'clock this morning, they were reporting that she was no longer going to say anything
on
this.
Joe, I wish we could keep you because there's so much more to talk about, but unfortunately we have to let you go. But I promise you we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, Vince, just one question before you go. Where's the condemnation from other members of her party and of other people in the media? Where is it? You're not going to see it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are calling for it, though. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
I have to tell my kids that I'm a rock star now.
8:15 now, after that callous piece of audio. Let's go to WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. So let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. I know what will make some people happy. The news on 270, where lighter than normal. Friday definitely in your favor here, leaving the Frederick area. I'm not seeing any delay through Urbana, Clarksburg. However, the closer you get down to the Beltway, you'll see some stop and go in Rockville under the spur. And I know you're happy about that as well. Gaithersburg, we had a crash. Last check, they were just still trying to clear the scene at Woodfield Road. That's 124, just south of Air Park Road before Snoffer School Road. Top side of the Beltway, we're still stop and go in Silver Spring. Wilson Bridge backups, better than normal. We're near 210 and it's actually starting to thin out. Now, we had the major trouble spot and it continues to be slow. And that's for you on the Virginia Beltway, leaving Springfield, crossing American Legion Bridge. Right at the end of the bridge span, earlier crash, completely gone, but now we're trying to recover. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today some sun with some high clouds, a high near 75 degrees. Tonight, a clear sky, a low 54. And then tomorrow, generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds, a high of 77 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 55 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by John Marshall Bank.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're local, and we offer banking solutions and quick decisions. And when it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
Joining us right now is Cheryl Atkinson. She is the host of Sinclair's Sunday TV program, Full Measure. She's also the author of a brand new book, The Smear, How Fake News and Shady Political Operatives Control What You See, What You Think, and How You Vote. Cheryl, we're so happy to have you with us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
There is so much to discuss with you. You tweeted out yesterday regarding the Russia uranium scandal. These allegations are more serious and specific than most that have been tossed around in a year's worth of Russia, Russia, Russia. Why do you say that? Why are these allegations more damaging and so specific?
Well, because we actually have a person represented by an attorney with emails and some amount of credibility and specifics in saying what they found, what happened, putting the trail together, and being very specific with what happened versus these largely unfounded rumors and guesses that have circulated in the media and been reported as news, really, for the past year.
I'm kind of amazed. You know, this goes to the judgment of the press. And I mean, I always say I'm amazed, but obviously this is the kind of thing we expect. You know, you look at, for instance, this story about Facebook having $100,000 in advertising from Russia. And then we find out that most of that advertising happened after the election. It didn't even happen during the election. And then we found out most of the advertising wasn't even political in nature. It was about social issues. Now Congress is looking to pass a law to go after these ads and say we need political disclosures on them with zero pretext for it. And the media is going right along with it, saying it's a huge Russia scandal. And then on this story, when it has discrete facts, not so much. They're saying, hold your horses, let's wait for more details.
Not to go off on a tangent, but if you look at the funding, which I'm starting to do, that Ukraine has put into our lobby system in the past maybe 2 years or so, it's tremendous. And some of this may be due to the funding and lobby money coming into Congress and federal agencies and the efforts put in to create that narrative. But when it comes to the media, I mean, I will go with the, yesterday the Puerto Rican governor met with President Trump, and Trump said to him, did we do a great job with the hurricane? And Roselló said, you responded immediately, sir, which seemed to put to rest a lot of the reporting, or maybe it was misreporting,
right,
about the hurricane. And yet, what I saw the reporters, many reporters say was, well, he was clearly pressured to say something that wasn't true. And if it's the case that anything good said or reported about Trump will be viewed with skepticism and dismissed, and if it's true that we will accept anything bad, any rumor that's unfounded about Trump, let's just say that in the media. Let's not pretend. Let's just say there's nothing that he can say or do that will be considered anything other than bad, in our view.
It's a gross abuse of power and a willful ignorance. In that story particularly, they've been relying on a woman who hates the president, the mayor of San Juan, to be the voice of the entire island when the governor has a very different story to tell.
And here's the problem. I mean, whether you like the president or not should be irrelevant when you're, in my view, a member of the press. And we should be able to nonetheless try to treat the news and the reporting as fairly as possible. And I just think many have given up that, and they're not trying at all.
You know, I saw a poll, and I'm looking for it right now. I saw a poll that where the people asked, you know, is the media making up stories about President Trump? And almost half, almost 50% of voters believe that the media is making up stories about President Trump. What does that do to the state of our media? Or are we just seeing just absolute self suicide here by the media?
I think we are damaging our own credibility. You know, as one liberal Bernie Sanders supporter I interviewed said, who does not support Trump, but says the reporting on him is so exaggerated and so wrong that, you know, his view and my view, I agree with this, is there are enough things by this president, any president, to critically look at and criticize that are true. But to exaggerate things and get overwrought about things that happen and maybe report it in a way out of context just damages our credibility when it comes to the things we need to report and that we need to view critically. Who's going to believe that once they've learned to dismiss a lot of what we say?
I want to change gears here and just speak to you about your lawsuit against the federal government for computer intrusion. Where are you with that? This seems to have been going on forever.
It did. I mean, it really took a long time, and it's hard to sue the government. It took a long time in D.C. federal court, had to overcome their sovereign immunity, their motions to dismiss, had to get their permission, wait 6 months, you know, to sue them, all these things you have to do. And we got transferred to Virginia, where it's now moving quickly. And we sent our first subpoenas this week to Department of Justice, Inspector General's Office, FBI, CIA, Postmaster, CBS. We took our first deposition. The judge has told and informed the Department of Justice after their last attempt to dismiss that this case is not going away and that this is very serious, that these government IP addresses were found improperly in my computers. And sadly, the Trump Justice Department is following the same footsteps of the Obama Justice Department in you know, seamlessly fighting the lawsuit rather than trying to get to the bottom, which they should want to do, of who was using these IP addresses and who was doing this.
But yeah, we hear the same thing. We hear the same thing from other organizations like Judicial Watch, who are just amazed that the Trump Department of Justice doesn't seem to be taking a different tact than the Obama
Cheryl
Department.
Atkinson,
Cheryl,
always plugging away at all of these questions. I really appreciate that because you bring answers to us. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And don't forget, Cheryl has a new book out called The Smear, How Fake News and Shady Political Operatives Control What You See, You Think, and How You Vote. It is now 8:24 on WMAL.
If you're retired or thinking about retiring soon, tune in Sunday afternoons at 3 for The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services on WMAL.
In 10 years in office, Ralph Northam has never voted for a tax cut. And during Northam's time as lieutenant governor, Virginia fell into the bottom 10 states for economic growth. Virginia deserves better. That's why the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce and NFIB, Virginia's largest small business organization, is endorsing Ed Gillespie. Northern Virginia's job creators know Gillespie will put our economy back on top. Ed Gillespie, endorsed by the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce and NFIB.
Virginia's top personal income tax rate kicks in at $17,000 a year. Ralph Northam thinks that makes you rich. Maybe that's why he's never voted for a tax cut. My plan cuts taxes for all Virginians, increasing take-home pay for the average family by nearly $1,300 and creating 53,000 good-paying jobs. With a stronger economy, we can invest more in our schools and increase teacher pay.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, around the Virginia Beltway, that's where we've had our difficult spot this morning, through Annandale toward the Legion Bridge into Maryland. Earlier crash was on the Maryland side of the Legion Bridge. It's been gone for a while, but we just can't shake these delays here. So Interloop side, definitely still need to plan for the time. Now, what is better is 95 is great morning, Virginia. Stafford to the Beltway, virtually delay free, as is 395. Just a little bit of volume in Landmark. And again, as you come up to the 14th Street Bridge, northbound George Washington Parkway. It was slow getting to the Beltway, but then we also had a crash northbound GW Parkway prior to the Beltway. So it keeps us bogged down a bit. 270, no problems through Hyattstown, Germantown. It's in Rockville onto the spur for the slow downs, and you're looking good into town. New York Avenue, just a delay here as you pass Bladensburg Road and North Capitol Street to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Attention, diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Beautiful afternoon. Don't be in too much of a rush to get home. You'll get there to enjoy this beautiful weather. It's actually not so bad this morning. A few high clouds filtering sunshine today, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 60 degrees, 826 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You may have heard me talk about the 2017 Chevrolet Bolt EV, the all-electric vehicle that can go up to 238 miles on a full charge. But did you know the Chevy Bolt EV is full of technologies to help you maximize your range? Things like Regen on Demand, a regenerative braking pedal that restores energy to the battery while you slow down. If you haven't already, check out Chevy today. The all-electric 2017 Chevy Bolt EV. It's not just a great electric car, it's a great car.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Your heart is amazing, pumping 2,000 gallons of blood through your body every day. But if something goes wrong inside, like a valve problem or a structural or congenital heart defect, you'd want the region's leading team of cardiac physicians at your side. Like the specialists at MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Recognized nationally by U.S. News and World Report, our team approach to structural heart disease is one of many reasons for our national recognition. For 10 years, we've participated in every major clinical trial for TAVR, an advanced minimally invasive approach to aortic valve replacement. And we've performed more of these procedures than any other team in the Baltimore, Washington region. We have the experience you can trust. When you need an expert structural heart team, don't miss a beat. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/structural heart or schedule an appointment at 202-877-DOCS. That's 202-877-DOCS.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
There's a lot going on in Washington, including that budget resolution passing last night. We're going to ask Brett Baer about all of it as he covers the politics. 8:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson is doubling down this morning on her criticism of President Trump and the words he used in comforting the widow of a fallen U.S. serviceman. Wilson says this morning Mr. Trump should have said,
"You say, I am so sorry. You have our deepest sympathy. If there's anything this nation can do to ease your pain as your president, please let me know. I am so sorry." That's what I would have said, and that's what he needs to practice to say. He doesn't need to talk about what people sign up for. That is unconscionable.
Last night, the president tweeted, quote, "The fake news is going crazy with wacky Congresswoman Wilson, who was secretly on a very personal call and gave a total lie on content," unquote. In Richmond last night, campaigning with Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ralph Northam, former President Barack Obama called on the young voters in his audience to act on their enthusiasm.
"I think that it's great that you hashtag and meme, but I need you to vote."
The candidates for Virginia Attorney General, meanwhile, are facing off in a debate this morning in Leesburg. Democrat Mark Herring is seeking a second term. Republican John Adams making his first bid for public office. Virginia will have to find nearly $500 million in its next two-year budget cycle to have enough to pay for K-12 education. That new estimate comes from the State Department of Education. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,163. The Nasdaq at 6,605. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. A win in Chicago sends the Dodgers to the World Series. They'll face either the Yankees or Astros. Game 6 of that series is tonight. Thursday night football, the Raiders beat the Chiefs. Tonight, the Caps are in Detroit. The Wizards host the Pistons. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Equifax recently announced a breach of 143 million identities, and you need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity theft protection to LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
The VMI Honor Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. As a VMI cadet, Dr. Ralph Northam led the Honor Court to uphold that code. And Ralph Northam has led his life by it, too. As an Army doctor, a pediatrician, and as Lieutenant Governor. Ed Gillespie has lived his life by different standards. Ed Gillespie is a corporate lobbyist selling out to the highest bidder. They call him Enron Ed. And as for lies, Ed Gillespie has made one false attack after another. Independent voices across Virginia have called Ed Gillespie's attack ads hogwash, beyond despicable, totally false. The truth? Dr. Northam voted to crack down on MS-13, and he's voted for 14 tax cuts, including property tax relief, tax cuts for new businesses in rural Virginia, and for veterans. As the VMI Honor Code says, don't tolerate Ed Gillespie's lies.
I'm Ralph Northam, candidate for governor, and this ad was paid for by Northam for Governor.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Fantastic. Looks good. Any delays we had out of Maryland just about cleared out. Now getting to the American Legion Bridge. Different story through Annandale. We still have a lot of the stop and go pushing through Tyson's toward the bridge span. All due to an earlier crash gone. So by the time you get right to the bridge span, the pace will improve. George Washington Parkway northbound still slows up to the Beltway. Had a crash prior to the Beltway. Culprit there. Making travel on 66 in Centerville below speed. Nutley up toward the Beltway. 66, we had three separate accidents this morning. They've been cleared, but we just can't clear out all these delays just yet. Also over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, heavy into town and westbound. A little bit of volume through Falls Church. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds around with sunshine. 75. Tonight clear, mid-50s. Suburbs cooler. Tomorrow 77 with a few clouds. Sunday partly cloudy in the mid-upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 43 in Gainesville, 51 in Waldorf, 60 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630
WMAL.
Good happy Friday. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese, and we welcome Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel to Mornings on the Mall. Brett, good morning. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning. Happy to be here. Does it feel like this week has been really long?
Yes.
Actually, to me, it feels like it's flown by
really?
It's been so, because it's been so packed with so much stuff.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm trying to say, yeah.
It's so packed. So, all right, so let me ask you. To you, we've had so much this week. What to you has been the biggest story this week?
Well, the biggest story that got the most attention, I think, has been this, news cycle and the fallout and the finally the appearance of John Kelly in the White House briefing room. And you know, you could hear a pin drop as he was making the case, not only as a general who's buried Marines who fought for him, but also as a father who lost a son. And so his words obviously put a cap to a 48-hour news cycle that that has been painful, frankly, as we lose sight in the process of the actual people who died fighting for the country.
Brett, you've been the chief White House correspondent for the Fox News Channel prior to your role now, and I'm curious, have you ever seen anything so compelling from the podium in the Brady briefing room?
No. Mm-mm. I mean, listen, I was there when Tony Snow talked about his cancer. I was there for a number of different big moments, but I don't think something as pointed and as poignant as that in the context of what we were hearing from the congresswoman from Florida and, you know, all of the back and forth around who said what to who.
There was a moment yesterday, Mike, I want to play this if you don't mind. This is cut 49. There's a moment yesterday where John Kelly talked about the things that we hold sacred in society, and it's pretty exceptional just because you don't hear a lot of people talk like this.
Let's not let this maybe last thing that's held sacred in our society. A young man, young woman going out and giving his or her life for our country. Let's try to somehow keep that sacred. But it eroded a great deal yesterday by the selfish behavior of a member of Congress.
Brett, you said that you kind of thought that this had put a cap on the story. Do you think that this back and forth between Frederica Wilson and the President of the United States has kind of been brought to an end by this?
Obviously not. She was out this morning, you know, pushing back and saying he lied and all of these things. The point I'm making is that it put a different top on it from the perspective of we should not be going down this road. And I'm not saying that some organizations and some individuals are not going to continue to go down this road, but we have to be sensitive that the more we focus on this, the more we focus on this process, what exactly was said in that call, the more it brings up feelings for all of these families who have, some of them, just barely gotten over the loss of their son.
And how soon before next week we're discussing the investigation into what happened in Niger? Because that's where this is going to go. I think we're going to pivot very quickly from what General Kelly had to say into, let's look at what happened. Let's look at this, and it's going to be an investigation as if there's alleged wrongdoing there.
Well, yeah, we had a TikTok last night on Special Report. Jennifer Griffin had exactly what we know to this point. There are things that we don't know that I think we'll be pressing for to try to get the answers to. The broader issue is that someone needs to talk about what we're doing around the world and in places like Niger and other places in North Africa. We have 180,000 troops in 140 countries. Think about that. I mean, we are a lot of places doing a lot of different things, and some of those special forces troops are working with indigenous forces to try to help them stand up against radical Islamic groups, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, others. And this is dangerous stuff that maybe we as a country could do a better job explaining to we the people.
Yeah, I think most Americans want you think Afghanistan, Iraq, but you don't think that, like, beyond that, Niger. So it's probably worth, when we lose a couple guys, that, you know, this is worth taking our time. Let's pause. Let's think about what are we doing there and why. It's a good conversation. I'm glad you're leading it there with Special Report. I'm interested to get your take on the Senate budget. They passed this budget resolution last night late, and it looks like they had just enough votes to make it work. So the next steps here are moving on to tax reform negotiation.
Right away, the budget will go to conference committee, so that Senate and the House versions come together. And how long that takes, we don't know. But the minute that is finished, we are told that the tax reform specifics will be rolled out.
Yes.
And then negotiated at that point. The hope is to get something before the end of the year. I think it's more realistic that it goes into 2018.
So there's some conversation, including supposedly that the president's been calling House members on this, that they might not go to conference, that instead the House will just go ahead and pass the Senate version. Is that what you're hearing?
That's possible, yeah. And I think that listening to Paul Ryan last night, they're trying to fast-track this thing. Ryan was the one who wants to have tax reform in the bag by Christmas. If that's the case, they save 2-3 days by not going to conference.
Very quickly here, I just wanted to talk to you about the Russian uranium scandal. We just spoke with Cheryl Atkinson about how we may be seeing the media really just self-destructing. And here's what President Trump had to say to kind of push the story.
Uranium is a big subject. If the mainstream media would cover the uranium scandal and that Russia has 20% of her uranium, for whatever reason, and a lot of people understand what those reasons may be, I think that's your Russia story. That's your real Russia story. Not a story where they talk about collusion, and there was none. It was a hoax.
All right, so the president's saying this is the real story here, and the media just resolutely ignoring it.
Yeah. I think that's right. The media is ignoring it. We did the original story with Peter Schweitzer and the New York Times and Fox. We rolled out the original TikTok of the Uranium One story and how it all transpired, tied to, you know, the Clintons, the Clinton Foundation, and what former President Clinton was getting in speaking fees. That all broke, you know, a while ago. We actually did an hour special on it called Clinton Cash, and people can get online and watch all of that that we've covered. This is evolving differently. You now have an FBI informant who wants to talk to someone,
Chuck
but
Grassley.
He's being gagged.
Yeah.
And the president should turn to his own Department of Justice and say, why is this happening? Because Senator Grassley wants this person to come up to Capitol Hill and brief at least senators, if not open hearing. And so far, it's not happening. So there's a lot of fishy things surrounding this particular story that definitely are worth looking into.
Yeah, always nice for the president when he's in direct control and can take it and can jump right in and change it so instantly. Just get rid of that NDA. Thank you, Brett Baer, for breaking it all down for us. We look forward to talking to you again next week, sir.
You got it. See ya.
All right, 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Baltimore Washington Parkway. Nothing to tell you about, but Jessup and Laurel looks good, lighter than normal, 270, heaviest stretch right now in Rockville. Now, we do have some troubles and some delays with this commute. Virginia Beltway, boy, it is still pretty solid here most of the way from Springfield to the Legion Bridge, all due to an earlier crash long gone. And on the toll road, slow to merge onto those Beltway delays and then continuing inside the Beltway to the exit for 123. Now, for 395, okay, through Landmark, it's now from the Pentagon, and that's stop and go across the 14th Street Bridge into the 3rd Street Tunnel, northbound delays. Heads up, DC 295 southbound after Benning Road as you come up to East Capitol Street. Crews were still responding to a crash right in that stretch. We can see a lot of activity northbound 295 open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful afternoon. Don't be in too much of a rush to get home. You'll get there to enjoy this beautiful weather. It's actually not so bad this morning. A few high clouds filtering sunshine today, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 60 degrees, 8:46 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
All right. Harvey. Got to talk about Harvey Weinstein at least once a day.
Yeah, so I've been waiting for my update.
We know that Scotland Yard is looking into Harvey Weinstein possible criminal charges. We know that the NYPD is doing the same. Well, now you can add the LAPD to that list. They've opened an investigation into whether Harvey Weinstein raped an Italian model in 2013. Her name has not been disclosed. She reported her allegations to the police on Thursday. She told the LA Times that Mr. Weinstein, she's 38 years old, invited himself up to her room at Mr. C. Beverly Hills, which is a hotel within the LA city limits, and then demanded to see her naked and then raped her in the bathroom. She said she was forcibly raped in the bathroom. She said when he left, he acted like nothing happened. I barely knew this man. It was the most demeaning thing ever done to me by far. It sickens me still. He made me feel like an object, like nothing, with all his power. Under California law, rape has a 10-year statute of limitations, and since this allegedly happened in 2013, he could still be prosecuted if they find evidence to move ahead with the case. And his spokeswoman, Sally Hoffmeister, says, Mr. Weinstein obviously can't speak to anonymous allegations, but he unequivocally denies allegations of non-consensual sex.
I mean, this is different than approaching the press and making an anonymous allegation. This is an allegation that she's making directly to law enforcement.
Yeah.
And now they're now investigating it. This is of a different tenor and much harder for him to be like, this is a nonsense allegation, because now she's actually putting her own credibility on the line by having law enforcement look into it. Wild stuff here, and well within the statute of limitations, apparently. So they could have a real criminal case here on their hands. I want to mention Chelsea Handler. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
She had, like, I think she's had a talk show on a couple different places. Did she have one on TBS a couple years ago? She had a Netflix talk show for two seasons. She's, you know, big liberal comedian, as they say. It's been canceled. Her Netflix show has been nixed. It's a decision that she says now gives her an opportunity to be more politically active in the future. So I guess the show wasn't liberal enough. She just needs to be more liberal. That'll succeed. In a tweet sent Wednesday evening, she confirmed the news that her show has been canceled, citing her own political galvanization since Trump's election as a factor in the decision. She says she will be a more engaged citizen now, partnering yet again with Netflix on a forthcoming documentary featuring her talking to, quote, people of different ethnicities, religions, and political philosophies.
Well, that'll be fun.
So just Chelsea, just talking to people.
Yeah, I remember when Chelsea Handler was actually funny and entertaining. It's gotten to the point now where the term liberal comedian is just an oxymoron because liberals aren't funny. They're very, very sad people. Ugh. So you're just not going to see
some of them are funny.
No, they're not. 8:49 on WMAL.
Do you speak Social Security? Not many of us do, but the people at the Social Security office are going to be throwing a lot of new terms at you when you show up to claim your benefits. Terms like deferring, suspending, and recalculating, just to name a few. Confused? Don't be, because Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services does speak Social Security, and he's happy to translate. Abe and his wife Shelley are inviting you to a complimentary dinner where he'll explain the things you need to know to not only make claiming your benefits easier, but also how to maximize those benefits. Join Abe and Shelley on Tuesday, November 7th or Wednesday, November 8th at Loudon's Best Fine Dining Restaurant. Of course, you'll be their guest, and you'll learn some things that can potentially increase the amount of your monthly benefits. Make reservations by calling 571-577-9968 or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
Abish Financial is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Abraham Abish. Virginia Insurance, number 557-877.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sometimes you can tell a lot about a person by what they spend their money on. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. We all have different ways we like to spend our discretionary income. For me, it's on meaningful experiences with my family, as opposed to things or materials. Still, I was interested to see this new study out of the University College London that found someone's personality can drive their purchasing of luxury goods. The researchers found that people who didn't make a lot of money and were extroverts spent more cash on, quote, status symbol purchases than their peers who were introverts. Researchers concluded they were compensating for the experience of low financial status. Now, the researchers' goal is to better understand which people may be likely to engage in behavior that then perpetuates the conditions of financial hardship. Look, remember this. No pair of shoes or purse is going to look better on you than having no debt. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build. ZipRecruiter.com/build.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, siree.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we
can... No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This is what losing 60 pounds in a year sounds like. Because after Jane posted her first picture, she got 300 likes in 1 hour. And even though it was a long journey, we made it easier with gym discounts and a personal plan. And that's cause for celebration.
Whose phone is that?
Whoop, mine.
Aetna, you don't join us. We join you. Find out more at aetnawejoinyou.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage Motor Oil and a K&N oil filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 emailed reward. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're rocking and rolling, easy for me to say. Around the Beltway at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, no problems for Forestville, Greenbelt. Top side of the Beltway, though, still below speed in Silver Spring, 270, almost delay-free, a little bit of volume in Rockville. It has been a tough ride on the Virginia Beltway. We had an earlier crash. It has been gone for a long time near the Legion Bridge, but the delays still remain heading through Springfield toward the bridge span itself. Now, in the backups, we had a minor crash at Braddock Road. That's been cleared. The Greenway onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston. Fantastic this morning. Do the volume on the approach to the Beltway exit and then inside the Beltway to go onto 123. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful looking forecast. What a great weekend we've got coming up, and it starts today. Maybe you picked a 3-day weekend, and today's your day off. Wow. Nice job. Clouds around with sunshine, 75. Tonight, clear mid-50s, suburbs cooler. Tomorrow, 77 with a few clouds. Sunday, partly cloudy in the mid-upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
When my mom had her health crisis, I learned how important it is to have accessible medical records. That sparked my passion for health informatics. UMUC's program is one of the few accredited by a leading health informatics commission.
Give your career a healthy boost at University of Maryland University College. We offer more than 90 degrees, certificates, and specializations. Many in high-demand fields like health informatics administration, nursing for registered nurses, gerontology and aging services, psychology, and more. Learn the skills you can apply right away from a respected public state university with scholarships and financing options for those who qualify and no GRE or GMAT required.
Now I'm teaching nurses and doctors to keep medical records safe.
Find out what a valuable investment a UMUC degree can be. Ask our advisors about a variety of scholarship and financing options and save even more with UMUC's open education resources. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at sanaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution, sanaspinesurgery.com. Get your game back.
In a noisy world,
Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
Vince, coming up, Mornings on the Mall on Monday.
Well, Monday night, we got a big division rivalry game as the Redskins head into that.
Means we'll have Larry Michael here with us.
Democrats apparently getting very nervous in Virginia as Ed Gillespie kind of stomping all over Ralph Northam. We will see. We'll keep tracking that big
race. Wait, that can't be because President Obama was just there telling them to vote, you know.
And everyone listens to Obama.
That can't possibly be.
Chris Plant, you've had a big week. Let's finish it off strong, would you?
I'll see what I can do. Not much to talk about. I think I'm going to start. I'm going to run General Kelly said in its entirety in the first block so everybody can hear that. And this Wilson woman is just insane.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630.